Sea level is rising in the Chesapeake Bay faster than almost anywhere else in the United States. Islands in the bay are quickly losing land and some are disappearing. WAMU environment reporter Jacob Fenson visited one island that's lost 70% of its land over the past 50 years.
It takes about a half an hour by boat to get from the eastern shore to the small speck of sand and marsh known as Great Fox Island.
I don't know exactly who named it.
Jeff Varnon lived on Fox for the past couple of years working for the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. He says it's actually a group of islands and the name comes from the shape.
The archipelago of Great Fox Island used to be shaped very much like the outline of a fox leaping in full stride.
Rising water has claimed the fox's head and legs and part of its body.
Its back is still there and a little bit of the tail, but the shape has changed drastically.
Fox Island is no longer a fox, and it's barely an island. It's owned by the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, and over the past 40 years, it's hosted tens of thousands of kids on overnight field trips. But no more. The last school group to visit was in October. The Bay Foundation decided the island is no longer viable as an outdoor education center. When we get there, you can see why.
Welcome to Walk On In.
It's high tide, and the lodge on the island is precariously perched inches from the waves. I walk out to the end of the pier with Tom Horton.
When I first started coming out here in the 70s and even in the 80s, this was all marsh within 100 yards of us, except for one little gap, maybe 100, 150 feet wide. We called it the cut-through.
Horton is a longtime environmental writer and worked at Fox Island decades ago. What used to be marsh is now
100 square miles of just open water.
Horton has been back every few years, so he witnessed the marsh and the island shrinking bit by bit.
You note it, you see it, you file it away and go about your duck hunting or fishing or your environmental educating. And then at some point you kind of notice, gee, the cut through is a lot bigger. And then you notice, cut through? Was there a cut through there? And it creeps up on you. It's partly denial, I guess.
In the Chesapeake Bay, the land is sinking at the same time climate change is making the water rise. Before 1900, it was about 4 inches per century. In the 20th century, though, it happened three times as fast, rising 1 foot. Donald Bosch authored a recent report on sea level rise in Maryland.
There's irrefutable evidence of this just by looking at the tide gauges we've had in place for, you know, over a century now, say in Baltimore. We've actually seen and observed with a fixed station the water level rise.
Bosch says we can expect at least another 2 feet of sea level rise by 2100. But if the world doesn't drastically cut carbon emissions,
we would more likely have something like 4 feet by the end of the century.
The Chesapeake Bay Foundation is putting what's left of Fox Island up for sale in case you're in the market for a risky real estate investment. They're relocating staff and programming to nearby Port Isabel Island. I met this group of seventh graders from Georgetown Day School on their way back to D.C. from Port Isabel. They'd spent 3 days mucking around muddy Chesapeake marshes.
It was okay.
Yeah, it was really fun.
It was kind of dirty.
A lot of shoes were lost.
Their teacher, Ethan Burns, says they passed by Fox Island on the boat. He was sad they couldn't spend time there, but he says the closure of the island is a teachable moment.
I would almost look at it as a chance in terms of here's a way for us to make very visible the fact that islands are disappearing.
Bay Foundation staff started packing up the lodge after the final school group, mementos from decades of muddy field trips, turtle skeletons, oyster shells, and animal skulls. Nora Carlos spent several years often on the island.
That's one of the hardest losses, is that there are so many memories, and that breaks my heart.
Fox Island is not the first Chesapeake Island to disappear, and it won't be the last. Author Tom Horton says this is just the beginning of an era of agonizing decisions.
On Fox Island, it's just a Bay Foundation education center. There's no community here, and nobody's going to spend millions of dollars to protect it.
But what about islands like Tangier and Smith, just a few miles away, home to a few hundred people? Which islands and cities and towns do we protect, and what land do we surrender to rising seas? For WAMU, I'm Jacob Fenston.
WAMU 88.5 is your listener-supported NPR news station in the greater Washington, D.C. region, and you can support the regional coverage that matters to this community by becoming a member today. Click the donate button at WAMU.org, and thank you.